Our next presenter is going to be David Newman, and David is our state ADA coordinator. David is going to speak to us about our websites in Alaska and the progress has been happening there. And we've had him speak for the last couple years. Every now and again, I've talked to him about some concern I've had about accessibility, and he's been very, very wonderful to listen and give me advice, and I truly appreciate that. So you are on, Dave.
Bonnie, thanks for that introduction. This is David Newman. And again, I'm the state ADA coordinator. And this is my third year in a row presenting here. So just want to say it's really an honor and a privilege to be able to do this. Just a little background on me before I get going here. Again, I'm the state ADA coordinator. I started this position at the end of 2017. And my office is the ADA compliance program. So my office helps ensure that individuals with disabilities have equal access to the state's facilities, programs, and services under Title II of the ADA. And I've said this before, and I want to say it again. In my position, my goal really is for the state of Alaska to be leading the nation in accessibility. And that's why I get up every day and do this. I really want us to show all the other states how it's done. And I've really tried to do that since day one. And what I want to do is talk about some of the successes in the last year. Bonnie mentioned that I'm going to give an update on web accessibility, and I'm definitely going to do that. But I hope it's okay that I want to talk about some other things as well, because in the past, I've talked about the four big priorities that I had when I started with this office. And those were emergency preparedness, voting, web accessibility, and self-evaluations. From Brian Geary in the chat right now, asking me if there's going to be an update on the service animal relief areas. And yes, Brian, I'm going to do that. It's a little further down in my talk, but I'm definitely going to give everybody an update on that. But anyway, so the four big priorities, again, are emergency preparedness, voting, web accessibility, and self-evaluations. And then I will mention again some successes at the airport. So I want to talk about these four things during my brief time here in more detail. And I'll talk about some of the successes since the last time I spoke in 2019, and then some of the stuff that still needs to be worked on. So I think it's important to start with, and I hope this is okay, with emergency preparedness, because obviously this is a huge topic right now here in Alaska with everything happening with COVID-19. But just to go back a little bit to give you some idea of my role, and after I started this position in 2017, I really wanted to make emergency preparedness a big part of the job, because it hadn't been a part of the job at all since this job was enacted in the early 90s after the passage of the Americans with Disabilities Act. And after some of the horrible things that had happened in places like Houston and Puerto Rico after their hurricanes, and some of the things that we heard about the most vulnerable populations in those areas getting left behind, I wanted to make emergency preparedness part of this position. And so fortunately, I was able to work with the state's Department of Military and Veterans Affairs to be appointed as the Access and Functional Needs Liaison for the State Emergency Operations Center. Now, this is a big deal because there's only 44 seats in that Emergency Operations Center, and I got one of them. And so what my role in there for any type of emergencies that come up is that I'm looking out for individuals with disabilities during these critical times. And obviously in 2018, that had to do with the earthquake. In response to that, last year, there was a big fire season, so I was involved with that. And this year, a big chunk of my responsibilities so far has been with COVID-19. So I just want to tell you some of the stuff that we're that we've worked on earlier this year, and then some of the stuff that we're currently working on, because I mean, just in the times we're living in, and I just think it's super important. So at the beginning, when this thing all started in January, February, and March, we really, first thing we tried to do was make sure there were sign language interpreters at all the public briefings. And I think we were one of the first states in the country to make sure this was happening for all the governor's press conferences. So that was a big success. We were monitoring reductions in public services. We were making sure that the quarantine sites that they were choosing had to be accessible. We were making sure that individuals with disabilities should not be separated from their caregivers. And also, when there were personal care workers going into multiple homes, we wanted to make sure that they had the proper personal protective equipment so they wouldn't be spreading the virus from one family to another. And by the way, I just want to mention, when I say we, it's me, and when I'm working, I wish I had a big staff. But unfortunately, I've mentioned this in the past. It's just me and the state ADA compliance program. Obviously, we all know the state has budget issues and there's only so much money to go around. So, it's me covering all the executive branch agencies for the state. And I wish there was a bigger staff, but there's not, so you just do the best you can. So I'm doing the best I can. So that was the initial thing that we worked on in response to when COVID-19 started. But after that, I've continued to try to make sure, and working with local communities, to make sure drive-through testing sites are accessible, that alternate care facilities are accessible. I sent a bunch of information to the Army Corps of Engineers before the alternate care facility at the Alaska Airlines Center was set up. Right now, after some complaints, I'm continuing to try to make sure that the airport testing sites around the state are accessible. The state recently instituted a new Alaska travel portal when people come in that they have to deal with in getting ready for these testings. They're implementing a new upgrade to that service. And once they do that, and this is literally, I just heard this, got an update from them last week. They're going to do an ADA audit to make sure the ADA, the Alaska Travel Portal, is accessible. And also, I'm trying to get video remote interpreters available for all those airport testing sites. And I had a discussion last week about trying to make that happen. So it's a big deal, and we're all doing our best to make sure those accessibility needs are put in place. One of the big things I think is on everybody's mind, and you all should know, is we're preparing for a possible vaccine distribution. I mean, we've heard rumors that these vaccines may start to be available in November. They're going to be rolling these out in different phases. But it's important that some of our people with vulnerable conditions and they would have additional exposure to COVID-19 and the problems with that they be moved up if they're interested in getting the vaccine and just getting the word out that this vaccine will be available. That's what I'm working on as well. And I also have some good news. There's an agency called the Association for State and Territory Health Officials. Now, they have granted, this is only in the last month, so this is pretty exciting. They have granted the state of Alaska a 2-year full-time position, money for that, to hire a disability integration specialist to be full-time 100% within the State Emergency Operations Center. So this is somebody whose full-time position is going to be there just to look out for people with disabilities and disasters. So again, like I said in 2017, this hadn't been a part of my position since the early 90s, but I wanted to make it a big part of it. But what it did was, so I'll be able to step back a little and focus on, some of the other stuff I'm working on. But we're actually going to have somebody full time, and they have this just in a couple other states around the country. So this is a really huge deal, and it'll help me work with somebody who's actually placed in there. So we're really excited about this, and I believe they're starting. They're interested in having this person start in January. If anybody's listening to this and they're interested in this position, please let me know, and I can make sure I can get you the job announcements when it gets posted. But again, this is going to be a disability integration specialist, specifically working 100% within the State Emergency Operations Center. Okay, so that's just basically a little background on emergency management. Excuse me. The next thing I want to talk about is voting. And when I spoke to your group back in 2008, voting was the biggest issue that was brought to my attention. So in 2018, I visited 64 different polling locations and heard about some of the complaints about things that were happening in those voting locations. Primarily, it had to do with the old electronic voting machines. And so after that, quickly, I got together with the Division of Elections, and they really impressed me because pretty soon they started a procurement to get new electronic voting machines for the state, which was really exciting. And then last year at your meeting, they had you all test these voting machines out. And then this year, those voting machines were actually implemented for the primary, and they will be for the general election around the state. So that's a huge victory. And then I owe a lot of it to your group for bringing up this to my attention, and so we could work with the Division of Elections to make this happen. So thank you all for that. I'm very interested if you've used the electronic voting machines or if you plan to use them and how successful they were, because just for the fact that they put them in doesn't mean they're going to be, you know, working well and useful to everyone. Even though we did get to test them last year, I'm really interested to know if they've been successful and helpful to everybody. So, you know, big victory last year and this year in voting. One thing that Brian Gary mentioned, and I want to mention real quick, we've had successes at the Anchorage Airport in the last couple of years. Last year, and this was actually a problem that I personally had with my family, that the disabled loading zones outside of the airport in some areas weren't next to any curb cuts. In fact, they were 50 feet or 100 feet away from some of the curb cuts, so people would have to walk next to traffic and next to the cars to get to these areas. Well, we worked with the Department of Transportation, and they moved all the disabled loading zones at the arrival and departure gates at Ted Stevens next to all the curb cuts. So that was a big victory last year. This year, thanks to Brian Geary, Brian brought to my attention that the service animal relief areas at the Ted Stevens Airport were not appropriate. In fact, they were in the family restrooms. They did not have a separate area like they should, and they were in the family restrooms with only availability for some pee pads or something for the dogs to use. So with Brian's help, I brought this attention to the attention of the Department of Transportation, and since that happened, they reached out to Midnight Sun Service Dogs, and that group and the Department of Transportation worked together. And what's happening right now is they're building out two service dog relief areas in the north and south terminals inside the terminals at the Anchorage Airport. This is happening right now, and I'm hoping it's going to be soon finished in the next couple of months. And so these are going to have their own areas. It's not going to be within the family restrooms. They're going to have an area for the dogs to use to go to the bathroom. They're going to be hand washing stations available. So really big progress and really good response by the state when implementing these service dog relief areas. So again, just like in voting, I couldn't have done it without some of your members. I really owe a great deal of gratitude to Brian Geary for bringing this to my attention and for helping to make this happen. So again, a nice success over at the airport. So one of the things, and this is what I primarily was supposed to talk about today, but one of the things that is a huge issue and really my number one issue going forward and has been over the last couple of years is web accessibility. And for those of you that don't know, that's basically just proper access to all the state's websites and their uploaded documents. And the state has been really behind where they're supposed to be in trying to get these websites to be accessible. Last year I spoke about this, and I know Mark Riccobono was here, and this was a very big topic for him as well. And so I said I was going to do everything I can to make this happen, to keep moving this along. Because even before my time, I mean, the state and somebody in my position has really been trying to make this happen since 2010. So this is really a 10-year effort to try to improve web accessibility. So in the last year, just want to tell you some things that have happened. After I gave my presentation to you all last year and heard from Mark, I met with the new state Office of Information Technology Chief Information Officer Bill Smith and explained some of the concerns that I had that our websites and our uploaded documents were not accessible. Now, the really good news is Bill was very receptive to what I had to say and really interested in moving the ball forward on this. So quickly after I met with him, and this was pretty exciting, Bill let me know that the state was already working with Microsoft on a bunch of different issues. And he wanted me to get together with Microsoft to see what they could do with us, for web accessibility. And I was like, wow, Microsoft, that's huge. So I was able to have a meeting with some of the top web experts at Microsoft to talk about the concerns that we had in Alaska. And what was fascinating about this was very recently, Microsoft had been working with the state of California on this exact issue. And the main issue and the biggest issue that California was having and that we're having is all of these websites and these uploaded documents not being accessible. So Microsoft and California got together and Microsoft created this bot. It's called an OCR bot that they launch out on the state websites. And this bot, and they did a presentation and I was able to see this. And actually, Carl Bellinger from your home office, I think he's from your home office, was able to listen in on this part, on this presentation as well, which was great. We had some people with the state there and Carl and Anil was voted, invited to this. So it was pretty exciting. The state of California gave us this presentation and how this OCR bot was working for them. So again, this OCR bot is launched on a state website system, and it's able to identify all the websites and uploaded documents that are inaccessible. Okay, so that's step one, and that's great in and of itself that it can let you know which parts are inaccessible. But not only that, it is able to take some documents, scan them, and very quickly, literally within 30 seconds, make them into accessible documents. So they were able to take a piece of paper that was an uploaded document on California's website, which from 1912, which was a handwritten cursive writing document. And they showed me how this document, this bot was able to scan the document, take the cursive writing and make it into a general Word document that a screen reader could now go over and read the words. I honestly was amazed. I'm not a huge technology person, but I'd never seen anything like that. So I was really excited about that. And so after that meeting with the state of California, we got back together with the leadership here in Alaska and with Microsoft and said, we're interested in this. How can we make this happen? And Bill Smith, again, the chief information officer, was very interested in this as well. So that was back in April and May. Now, the problem is the state is moving forward with this and is still working with Microsoft on this. In fact, I have a meeting with Bill Smith and with Microsoft next week on this very topic. But like everything else this year, COVID-19 has kind of pushed everything back. And because the whole state almost has gone on working from home and telecommuting, that's kind of taken precedent. But this is I have a meeting on this next week. The state still wants to move forward with this. And it's a really exciting time because, like I said, this has been a 10-year effort by not only me, but people previous to me to try to make this happen. So I'm very excited about it. Hopefully next year at this time, you guys all invite me back and I'll get to tell you how the OCR bot has now been implemented for the state of Alaska and it's making all these great changes. So that's what I'm really hoping for. But just wanted to give you an update about what's happening. And there's been a little delay because of COVID-19. But again, I'm real excited about it. One thing, and finally, before I finish here, I know I'm coming up on 10 o'clock, and I don't want to take other people's time, but one thing that I have been working on and has not been successful, because I just don't want to tell you about what's been working and what I'm working on that seems to be going well, but I'm happy to tell you about things that haven't been going well. One of the things that I'm very interested in doing is sending out, somebody's asking if Microsoft is offering that commercially. I don't think so yet. I know they're trying to roll this out with certain states. And like I said, California is the first state I know about it. We might be the second. So I don't know about that it's been offered commercially yet, but it's really exciting. But if there is any news in the next weeks or months after this, I will let Bonnie know and she can pass it on to you. Yeah, somebody just said thinking college campuses. Exactly. I mean, the implications for this are huge and all different things you can think of. So no, college campuses, exactly. So again, one of the things that that hasn't gone as well is self-evaluations. Now, what I want to do with self-evaluations, these are questionnaires or reports or surveys that are going to be sent out to every single state agency to make sure they're complying with the Americans with Disabilities Act. So what I've done is I've drafted these self-evaluations, these questionnaires, based on specific regulations under the ADA. And the questions are there so they can be sent to every state agency so they can fill out this form to let us know what parts of the ADA they think they're currently violating. And so after you have these self-evaluations and I get them back, we can transition to what's called a transition plan, where we can prioritize all the problems that are out there, obviously the most important ones first, and then identify the barriers and put people responsible in charge so these things are changed. This, unfortunately, I haven't been able to, and again, COVID has been a part of a delay in this, but I haven't been able to get these self-evaluations out because until we get those out, I mean, the state's a big place. There's a lot of buildings, there's a lot of programs, there's a lot of facilities that we don't know if they're not accessible until we send them out, the self-evaluations out, and they're able to be filled out by each representative of each division in each agency so I can find out what we need to change. Again, along with web accessibility, that's one of my top goals, and I'm hoping to get those out in the next year, and then I can report back to you that we've done this and what are the top priorities that we need to change and what barriers needed to be removed. Those are the main things that are going on right now. Again, I just wanted to share everything about emergency preparedness, voting, web accessibility, self-evaluations, and some of the successes we've had in the last year and a half at the airport. But again, it's 9:59. Oh, just changed to 10 o'clock. I don't know if anybody has any quick questions, because again, I don't want to take anybody else's time. But again, I'm real honored again to be here, third year in a row. So thank you again for inviting me. And please let me know if you need anything. My direct line with the state is 375-7716. And my email is david.newman, N-E-W-M-A-N, @alaska.gov.